Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, governments, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Good afternoon. Glad you are with us. Henry Kissinger is deceased. He has left the planet. And he was 100 years old. Amazing. George Soros, Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab. These guys just live forever almost, if it seems, right? Well, that's kind of the goal for a lot of them, is to live forever through transhumanism. But Kissinger passed away yesterday. What kind of worldview legacy does Henry Kissinger leave behind? Several months ago, we reported and quoted from what I think was, if I remember correctly, a New York Post article. They talked about the fact that Henry Kissinger had been mentored Klaus Schwab. That Henry Kissinger mentored Klaus Schwab. There's another guy that's getting up there in years, and he's still going. And so the legacy, the worldview legacy of Henry Kissinger lives on, not only in Klaus Schwab, but in government policies around the world. Many of you know that I brought out onto the set the very thick, declassified, 1989 declassified Kissinger Report, as it's called. And Alex Newman is going to join us to talk about that and Henry Kissinger's worldview legacy in just one moment. And when we brought out that report and read it that was written in 1973, I think it was, 73, 74, I think 73. And what was he doing? Kissinger, the Secretary of State for Richard Nixon, was trying to convince many third world countries to go with forced abortions, aggressive abortion, and sterilization. Isn't that interesting? Last night, I don't have time to get into it today, but last night on my broadcast, and if you want to watch it, it's on demand at worldviewtube.com. You can go watch it. And I would urge you to watch it. I would urge you to actually to share it with your friends. I had on an OBGYN, and we talked about what you're not being told about testosterone and hormone levels, and then the medical industrial complex and how it is about sickness and not wellness. What she went into was so fascinating. I got so many emails last night from people. And our organization got emails. My wife monitors some of this. And some people said, I could listen to her all night. That's because she was telling us stuff we're not being told by many of our doctors in regards to your hormone levels, your testosterone levels, what these things mean, how they impact so much of our health, even down to your eyesight and other things. And in the course of that conversation, she talked about, and I cannot say the name of the drug, the shot, but I recognized the name. She talked about the fact that so many college students today, girls, get a birth control shot. And then they're told, go enjoy your college days. You know what that means? Here's a birth control shot. Now go have fun. Wow. Yeah. And you know what? So many young men today are saying, I'm having a hard time finding a prospective wife who is pure. And isn't it interesting? Now, I have to say to these young men sometimes, well, have you contributed to the problem? Tell me you want a pure wife, but have you been out helping to make some of them impure? But yet now you want a wife that's, prospective wife that's pure. Well, some of them, you know, hang their head and they're like, yeah. Others are like, no, I have not been living like that, but I'm having a very hard time finding a prospective wife that is pure. Well, part of that is, of course, the culture. And this is now starting younger and younger, right? We're teaching children just triple X things in school books, things that are obscenity. And yet it's in our schools. And yet who are the ones being arrested? People promoting the Christian worldview that promote America first, borders, that tell the truth about Islam. These are the folks being arrested around the world under so-called hate crimes, while the very same government, this Biden regime, defends pushing triple X obscenity onto school children, minors. Can you tell me the world is not flipped upside down? Evil is called good. Good is called evil. So she said many of these young women get this birth control shot, and they're told, now you go enjoy your college days. And about every 3 months, they get the shot again. And she said, do you know what that shot does? That shot is highly tied to breast cancer. Highly tied to breast cancer. And guess what else? Infertility. Now, I don't know about you, but this sounds like, to me, part of the Kissinger plan. We wonder why so many of these women today have such a difficult time conceiving. Well, could it be, whether it's STDs, which are creating a problem, or the fact that many of them have been taking this shot? They've been taking this shot, and now they have an infertility problem. Many of them now have breast cancer. You know, your host here doesn't know everything, okay? I'm only an expert in certain areas. And I'm constantly reminded on a daily basis of how much I don't know and how much I want to know. Knowledge, acquisition of truth, wisdom, application of truth. One reason I love my job so much is because I get to learn. I love learning. I like to learn. I like to understand things. And isn't it a blessing? I get to have an occupation, a ministry where that's what I do. I try to understand the times and help other people understand the times so we know how God would have us to think on these issues and respond to these issues. But I think most of you in this audience are the same way. You want to understand the times. You want to have reason and logic applied to what's going on in every area of life. Law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, national security, globalism. You want to understand it all. And I'm constantly impressed on how much I don't know. And yet, after 33 years of doing this, I find myself saying, I'm just really at the beginning. There's so much I still don't know. Constantly finding out new things that help me understand why this spike in breast cancer, why this spike in infertility. I think this is a gigantic depopulation plan. Anyway, I went into that last night with this retired OBGYN, and I'm going to be interviewing her more because it was so fascinating, the science. You know, the experts always say, follow the science. She was bringing literal science to bear on health, on the social issues of the day. And it helped me understand so much. I think you'll find it fascinating. It's at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube, MD on what you're not being told about testosterone and hormone levels and medical industrial complex that is about sickness, not wellness. And I'm going to be getting her back. But it is very interesting that I was interviewing her last night, and I did not know at that moment Henry Kissinger had died. But that, how ironic in retrospect, here I'm interviewing a woman talking about contraceptive shots infertility. And here's the news breaking that I didn't know at that moment, the death of a man that was promoting that on a global scale, Henry Kissinger. I was able to announce it later in the broadcast. But how interesting, because it all fits together. So we ask ourselves again, what is the worldview legacy of Henry Kissinger, who died yesterday at the age of 100? He is dead, yet he lives, my friends. He is dead, yet he lives. They can kill the body, but not the soul. And one has to, with great compassion, wonder what is on the mind of a man that was hailed by kings and presidents and prime ministers and world leaders. One of the smart guys in the room. What do you think he is pondering today? Joining me now is Alex Newman. Alex, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Any thoughts on my opening monologue today?
Yeah, the population control agenda marches onward. And, of course, Henry Kissinger was a big part of that. I don't know if you talked last night about National Security Memorandum 200. This was 1974.
Henry Kissinger. I said 73. Thank you. I was talking about that before you came on the program, the Kissinger Report, just in this broadcast. So you're picking up right where I just left off. So excellent.
Keep going. Okay.
Keep going. I know you had problems getting connected, so I know you didn't probably hear a lot of that. But, I already opened with that, so thank you. We're on the same wavelength. Keep going.
Yeah, and so, you know, this guy was vile from every angle that you look at him. If you want to know why the world increasingly looks like communist China, if you want to know why communist China has been built into this horrific machine that now threatens not just the United States of America, but the entire world, freedom everywhere on the globe, if you want to know why communists and communist governments were able to absorb so much of our wealth, so much of our technology, so much of our productive capacity, if you want to know why communists were able to take over so many countries, Henry Kissinger is your man. This is a guy who was a personal friend of Vladimir Putin. This is a guy whose pro-Soviet sympathies should have been obvious to everybody who was paying attention. This is a guy who destroyed multiple free nations. You want to know why Zimbabwe looks like it looks today? Thank you, Henry Kissinger. You want to know why South Africa looks the way that it looks today? Thank you, Henry Kissinger. The guy's like a reverse Midas, right? Everything he touched turned to dog doo-doo, if we want to be very nice about it. And at every
I don't possible... know. I don't know. Dalton may have just dumped you, Alex. I don't know. We have a 7-second delay. He may have just dumped you for that. I don't know. We'll find out later.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Everything this guy touched just became a horror show. Everywhere Henry Kissinger stuck his nose just became an awful, awful situation. And it's hard to think of anybody over the last 100 years who's done as much damage. Now, if we're honest, we know that Henry Kissinger wasn't the top of the pyramid. He was, of course, recruited by the Rockefeller clan to do a lot of their dirty work. The old joke of, why does David Rockefeller not run for president? Well, he doesn't want a demotion. Henry Kissinger was his man in government. Henry Kissinger is the guy who recruited Klaus Schwab to be the front man for the fascist World Economic Forum. So he's an incredibly significant individual. His legacy of horror and tyranny and bloodshed should not be forgotten. And no matter how much the deep state tries to whitewash this legacy, we need to remember the reason the world looks like it looks today, an incredible mess. Everywhere you look, Henry Kissinger's fingerprints are all over it. So I hope the guy repented before he passed on. But, I would not want to be in his shoes now.
Well, I would not want to be. I guess his last interview, according to DailyMail.com, his last interview was regarding what's going on in Israel and the Arab world, and he made some comment, if I could find the article, I'm not sure if I can find it or not, but he made some comment about the fact that what was going on there was going to destabilize the whole world order. Hello, listening friends. I'm Brandon Howes. Do you appreciate Worldview Report, my 30-minute nightly newscast every night? Did you know that takes a team of about 7 of us, 15 man-hours a day to put together just that 30-minute broadcast? How about Brandon House Live? It's live every night for 90 minutes. Then, of course, we have Worldview Radio that's on from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, live each day. Then I've added a Sunday morning news magazine show called Worldview Report Sunday. It's an hour every Sunday morning, Worldview Report Sunday. Then, of course, on Sunday night, I have a Bible study online, a little church service online every Sunday night since 2015. That's called Worldview Weekend Hour. And then I have the Worldview Financial Report, a 30-minute financial newscast. If you appreciate all the programs that we're putting out and producing here absolutely free of charge, we need your sponsorship. We need your support. Would you please go to WVWFoundation.com and become a supporter? WVWFoundation.com. Please help us continue to push out free programming to people all around the world. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. We don't. We push it all out for free. And yet, it's not free to us. We spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bills and having to pay people to produce the shows, put them up online, maintain the websites, the servers. It's very expensive to do television, folks, and very expensive to give it away. So we need your sponsorship. Please consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution. We have the end-of-the-year goal from October 1st to December 31st of raising $275,000 to meet our end-of-the-year goals for 2024. So starting October 1st to the 31st of December, that's what we need to do. Would you please consider praying now about becoming a regular contributor or making a one-time or occasional contribution? You'll also find our mailing address there on our website if you prefer to support us through the mail. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also give by phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors so that we know we have the resources we need each month to meet our ever-growing budgets as we expand and add shows and add new programs by new hosts. In fact, if you visit our website, WVWTV.com, which is also the URL, WorldviewTube.com, WorldviewTube.com, you'll find all kinds of shows we carry for you to watch by Dr. Andy Woods, Alex Newman, and the list goes, Dr. Rob Linstead, Trevor Loudon. I mean, those are just some I can think of off the top of my head. You'll find all of them free of charge at WorldviewTube.com, but we need your help to continue pushing out free programming and content like this. Thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. All right, Worldview Radio, our website, WorldviewRadio.com, WorldviewRadio.com. All right, so I had to get up real quick from the news desk, walk down the hall to my library, and get the Kissinger Report. Here it is. National Security Study Memorandum, December 10th, 1974. And it was declassified under the Reagan administration in 1989, July 3rd, 1989. If you read the report, basically it sounds like the World Economic Forum. This is what Henry Kissinger put out during the Nixon years. You've got population control, depopulation. They openly brag about using propaganda for their cause. Environmentalism, the United Nations, and the promotion of the UN. Food crisis. They talk about food riots, how they could use those. Fertilizer shortage. Wow. Anyone know anything about the attempt to make fertilizer scarce? Dutch farmers, Netherlands. They talk about sterilization, expansion of abortion, eugenics. These are all just some of the topics touched on in Henry Kissinger's report from December 10th, 1974, declassified July 3rd, 1989. But from 1974, does that not sound like the World Economic Forum? Well, it should. The New York Post says that Henry Kissinger mentored Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. That list of topics sounds pretty familiar, does it not, Alex Newman?
It sure does. And, one of my colleagues at the New American, William Jasper, on Kissinger's 100th birthday, did kind of an accounting of Kissinger's background. I encourage people to take a look. I mean, the depths of depravity, the depths of the betrayal that our country experienced at the hands of this megalomaniac are almost indescribable. I mean, the list is so long, you almost don't know what to do with it. This is a guy who, in my opinion, should have been prosecuted, should have been held accountable. Any one of these.
Well, by the way, you know, the liberals today are out calling him a war criminal, you know, genocide. I mean, he's getting absolutely trashed on by the liberals. Some of the articles are talking about how this guy, you know, he's not even hardly at room temperature yet, and he is just getting blasted. And you know, many people would say, well, that's just the left being the left. You know, I hate to tell folks this. Sometimes the left gets it right. There were some people on the left talking about 9/11 right after 9/11 saying, this is not making sense. This seems to be about, you know, oil and American dominance on the Middle East and money and follow the money and Halliburton. And, of course, you have the talking heads that had to defend this, right? But, yeah, you know, the left, sometimes they do get it right. Do they not?
They do. But, you know, one of the things about the liberal narrative about Henry Kissinger, and I suspect there was a strategy meeting about, you know, what kind of legacy do we want Kissinger to have? I'm sure Kissinger was involved in this. The pet historian that wrote his ridiculous biography, Niall Ferguson, you know, they portray him as this kind of anti-communist, which, if you know anything about Henry Kissinger, is absolutely ludicrous. So you've got like the fringe left wing kind of Democratic Socialist of America wing of the Democrat Party running around saying that he was anti-communist and he perpetrated abuses to pursue anti-communism, where the reality is just exactly the opposite. I almost wonder if they're trying to use these fringe lefties to give him cover among respectable and sensible people and say, oh, well, he was anti-communist. He was not anti-communist in any sense of the term. I mean, this is a guy who probably did more for helping the communist movement than just about anybody whose name comes to mind.
Wow.
It was that significant. And so when they try to portray him as an anti-communist who was, you know, willing to use pragmatism and Machiavellianism to stop the spread of communism, it's just a totally fake narrative.
Well, here's the article. Rolling Stone dances on Henry Kissinger's grave with brutal good riddance headline. Finally, the war criminal is dead. So, yeah, he's not being mourned by very many, even on the left today. But
yeah,
good point.
And he was a war criminal. Don't get me wrong. He was absolutely a war criminal. You know, what about the POWs left in Vietnam? You know, the depths of the war crimes perpetrated by Henry Kissinger, including against our own people, are just too hard to imagine. Again, look at what happened in Rhodesia.
Let's touch on that a minute. The POWs left behind. We have had POWs. I've interviewed several of them that were in the Hanoi Hilton. Then were moved over to what's called Alcatraz there in Vietnam because they refused to comply. And that's greatly told by some of them that I personally interviewed in my documentary, Brainwashed America Part 2, that people can absolutely watch free of charge as a ministry of WVW Foundation. It's at worldviewtube.com. If they go to worldviewtube.com, they'll see it, Part 2, Brainwashed America. They can watch it for free and listen to these POWs that were there in the Hanoi Hilton and later the worst one, they were moved to Auschwitz. Red McDaniel, who I interviewed, who was in the Hanoi Hilton, came home and was hailed as a hero, as well he should be, as all of them should be. But he goes into great detail on how quickly the government turned against him when he was warning that many of the POWs were still alive, left behind. He says, you don't go rogue overnight. So he knew what was coming. He went from being a great hero to being attacked by his own government, he said, because he was trying to get many of those POWs, and there was evidence that many of them, up until a few years ago, were still alive. There was evidence that some of them were out in the fields working, and they were pushing down the tall grass in the field to spell out, I think, what was a three-digit number that was tied to them as a pilot. And so by that three-digit number, if I remember correctly how many it was, digits it was, but it wasn't very many, by knowing that number, you could know which pilot. And there was reason to believe from satellite imagery that some of them were signaling with the pushing down of the grass and spelling out their digit, they were still alive. And our government knowingly left many of them there. They did not want the controversy with the communists, and we left men behind knowing they were there.
Yeah.
Alex?
And Kissinger was the man responsible for this. I mean, Kissinger was the key negotiator for the Nixon administration. I mean, everything he could have done wrong, right? If you absolutely hated America, you wanted America to be humiliated, indebted, you wanted communism to advance, you could not have done a better job than Henry Kissinger did at every single point in this whole fiasco. You know, he was over there in the early 1970s. He helped put in place the rules of engagement that basically guaranteed that the United States would lose the war. He was largely responsible for this fake Operation Homecoming, where they brought home a few hundred of our men while knowingly leaving thousands of our men there. The estimates range from somewhere like 2,500 all the way up to 5,000. Like you pointed out, many of them we knew were still alive. Some of them, for all we know, may still be alive today. And Kissinger did this at every level. Then he did this, the Paris Accord, so-called. He wanted to send billions of our tax dollars to the communist regime in Vietnam as reparations for what we allegedly did in Vietnam. You could not have designed a more perfect script to boost communism and harm America than Henry Kissinger did, with everything having to do with Vietnam. And the leaving behind of thousands of our men is, I think, unforgivable.
Yeah. Well, there was, here's one article of many I found. The Men We Left Behind, Henry Kissinger, The Politics of Deceit and the Tragic Fate of the POWs After the Vietnam War. And if you start Googling or Yahooing or whatever you want to use, Henry Kissinger left the POWs behind, you're going to find LA Times articles from 1992, all kinds of stuff that documents how indeed he left these men behind. Tragic.
It was documented by the Senate, Brandon, in what was it? I think 1990s, the U.S. Senate, actually, the Committee on Foreign Relations, looked at this. Horrific what they found. There have been multiple books written on this, and nobody's talking about this in the obituaries for this guy. You'd think that would be pretty important, right? Yeah. A lot of Americans have some connection to the war in Vietnam, whether their family members were over there fighting or things like that. This would be a really important thing to highlight, and yet nobody is talking about it.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so what else is the worldview legacy of Henry Kissinger beyond what we've already discussed? I mean, you know so much about the guy.
Well, I think one of the influences that we're watching materialize right now, Henry Kissinger, one of his later books, this was published in 2014, if I'm not mistaken, was called World Order. And he outlined this strategy for basically ending up with the New World Order. And, they've shifted strategy over the years. I think they realized some time ago that just jumping straight into a one world government was not going to be feasible. And so Henry Kissinger outlines in his book, World Order, this strategy of dividing the world up into regional governments. And he says this very explicitly, right? You're not just going to get straight into a new world order. You got to have these regional orders, he calls them, which is just substitute the word order for government. You got to have these regional governments, and you got to form these all over the world, and you have to find ways to relate these regional orders to one another. So what's going on in the Middle East right now? Well, one of the big things that's going on in the Middle East right now is they're hoping to use these wars to encourage the formation of a Middle East Union. In fact, Henry Kissinger talked about the idea of putting all the Muslim states under one umbrella government, which, whether or not that happens, he also suggested it was possible maybe we'd have two Islamic super regional states. His buddies at the Council on Foreign Relations back about a decade ago, Ed Hussein, put out a piece. It was published by the Financial Times and on the CFR website about creating a Middle Eastern Union where you'd put the Turks and the Arabs and the Persians, all these different groups, including the Jews, under a Middle Eastern Union. The European Union, of course, and he was involved even all the way back then, was kind of the genesis of this. It was the model that they wanted to use, and they scammed the Europeans just like they're scamming everybody else right now. They told them it was just going to be a coal and steel agreement. Then it was just an economic cooperation, a free trade deal. And so little by little, they've been building up these regional orders all over the world. And Henry Kissinger was, at least publicly, the architect of this model. Him and some of his sidekicks, Zbigniew Brzezinski, of course, another Rockefeller minion, played a big role in developing this strategy. But if you look at the geopolitics of the world today, this dividing up of the world, and they're not talking about it in the media. So a lot of people hearing me will say, what is he talking about? Every area of the world right now is being subsumed under a regional government. Putin, Henry Kissinger's buddy, he's building the Eurasian Union. Obviously, the Europeans have the premier one, the European Union. The Africans are having an African Union imposed on them. Latin Americans have various different regional organizations that are emerging, including the Union of South American States. Even here in the United States of America, we've got designs for a North American Union. And NAFTA, obviously, was, as Henry Kissinger explained it, the biggest step toward the New World Order that he had seen in a long time. Then, of course, they built on that with the USMCA. It further expanded the jurisdiction of these North American kangaroo courts, these North American bureaucracies. And this is happening in every corner of the globe, right? The South Pacific Islands with Australia and New Zealand. You've got the Indians, the SAARC. Of course, China affiliated with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the Shanghai Cooperation Agreement. So the whole process of geopolitics right now. What all of this is aimed at is actually what Henry Kissinger and his buddies concocted, the strategy that Klaus Schwab even talks about in his book on the Great Reset, regionalization. And again, it's happening outside of media scrutiny, so most Americans have no idea that it's even happening, but it is one of the most important developments, and it all goes right back to Henry Kissinger. And of course, we can talk about China later, too. I mean, everything having to do with China, Henry Kissinger is the key man from the time he went over there in 1971 to today. I mean,
well,
the day
before. Well, he was over in China not too long ago. I saw pictures of him there today and read an article. China was hailing him as their great friend.
Yep. And he was.
Well, he was a great friend.
Yeah.
You wonder what his net worth was in Swiss bank accounts.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. What do you think?
I'd like to know.
What do you think?
I would guess it was in the billions. Too bad he can't take it with him.
Yeah, absolutely not. All right. We still will touch on this, what is called white lung outbreak pneumonia among children before the show is over. But I want to come back and talk to you about what you just mentioned, regional governments. It fits, I think, with the Bible as well. But I'll ask what you think in regards to the growth of nationalism, the fight against globalism, how regionalism could be the Hegelian dialectic. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we are constantly adding emergency supplies to our store, WVWTVstore.com. One that we recently added was emergency gas masks. These are military grade, military standard gas masks. We are receiving these from a contact of ours through Israel. These are Israeli made gas masks. This is what families in Israel would use, folks. And they know about terrorist attacks, don't they? Now you say, why would I want to have a gas mask on hand with a carbon filter? Well, there are several reasons, I think. One, the threat of biological and nuclear attack. And we also know that we are seeing unprecedented, it sure seems like it, unprecedented numbers of train derailments. Let's not forget what happened in Ohio, where the air was absolutely contaminated. I live a few miles from a train track. Lots of trains coming through carrying chemicals. If there is a spill, if God forbid there's a derailment and a spill, well, if I want to get out of the area, I would certainly first want to don a military-style gas mask, would I not? And then seek safety far away. So again, this is something we've added to our website. And you know what? Within 24 hours, we sold over 40 of these, which tells me many of you understand the seriousness of the threat, and you also want to have some of these for your family. Again, you can see our inventory at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We have other things there, emergency EMT bags, potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. Too much to name. It's there. You'll find it, WVWTVstore.com. Not just emergency supplies, but also freeze-dried food. You can also use our phone number, 901-468-9357, if you'd like to order through the phone. 901-468-9357. Or again, just visit the website, WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Don't forget, this weekend, it's going to be 2 days of celebrating 30 years of what the Lord has done. Not what we have done, because, folks, I'm telling you, if I had time to write a book, another book on just this topic, I could write so many amazing stories of what has happened and occurred that are beyond human accomplishment, that God providentially did things and is doing things and has done things. And the Bible says, how can you boast in that which you have received as a gift? So we're going to spend 2 days celebrating what the Lord has allowed us to do, what the Lord has done through us and in us and through others providentially. 30 years ago this last February was the founding of Worldview Weekend, downtown Minneapolis, our first Worldview Weekend, 80 below with wind chill. I can see it in my mind's eye, my wife and I parking our little maroon Toyota Camry and walking into this church on that Friday night thinking, it's so cold, who is going to be here? And we had a wonderful turnout. We had a few hundred, and that gave birth to Worldview Weekend 30 years ago this past February. And we went on to hold those in over 300 locations with speakers like Josh McDowell, Rush Limbaugh's brother David Limbaugh, Michael Reagan. I could go on and list so many speakers we've had over the years. Jimmy DeYoung, Dr. John Whitcomb, Dr. Ron Carlson. Of course, those three guys all gone. You know, they're on to glory. But in 2006, I launched WVW Broadcast Network. I called up Vic Elias and I said, Mr. Elias, and I think digital platforms are going to be a big deal. Would you, since I'm working with you so closely, would you have a problem with my starting a digital platform? I'm not looking to in any way compete with VCY. He said, you know, I think that's a great thing. I don't fully understand all that. Why don't you carry Crosstalk too? And to this day, we carry Crosstalk. And of course, VCY has jumped into that a few years ago, the digital platform, and they have a Roku channel and apps and all that kind of technology as well to their terrestrial stations, which are growing rapidly, by the way. VCY has added a few more terrestrial stations. I think one I saw the other day in Indianapolis, Indiana. And so we want to welcome them on board. So I didn't really know in 2006 what all this would involve. I just knew that the technology was becoming quite remarkable. And I remember thinking to myself and telling my wife, I believe one day people will be able to pick up what we're doing wherever they go on their smartphones. It'll become like their personal TV, their personal radio. And you have to remember at this time, half the country was still on dial-up. And we were putting out little videos, and you were getting that spinning wheel because there just wasn't enough bandwidth on the dial-up to put up more than a clip. And I remember sitting there thinking in 2006, wouldn't it be wonderful when everybody is on high-speed cable? Well, now we've gone on to fiber. We're now on fiber, folks. We're running. What are we running on fiber, Logan, for all the techie guys out there? What are we running at? 500 up and how much down? 500 down. We're about to boost that, aren't we, or did we? Yeah, we're about to boost that even. So we're going to do 1,000? Yeah, it's just crazy. It's just crazy what we've moved into with the next technology. When we were thinking back in 2006, I was, won't be happy when they just get on, cable, get away from dial-up. So it's been quite remarkable, and so we're going to celebrate that this weekend, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. Hope you'll join us. Also, I guess it's north of Indianapolis, to be precise. It is South Bend, Indiana, and let me pull up. I think I have an email here to welcome everybody on board. I think we're talking, Dalton, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're talking about WVSB broadcasting at 106.3 FM, reaching the greater South Bend area, including into lower Michigan. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, VCY, which is growing rapidly. Those many, many stations of theirs. So hope you'll join us as we celebrate with a lot of special brand new programming, including the concert, the hymn concert I do with my pianist in the baby grand piano we brought from the Mid-South to the Ozarks and filmed a full concert banquet of hymns with just the grand piano. It really turned out beautifully. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And all the more for this day and age, right? Joining me now is, again, Alex Newman. Alex, let's talk about the Hegelian dialectic, thesis and antithesis, idea, opposite idea, the colliding of conflicting ideas and the hope of them synchronizing together, syncretism or synthesizing. Very, very popular, very necessary for the Marxist globalist ideology. The change comes from the conflict, as Saul Alinsky said. As I think about what you're talking about with regionalism being promoted by Henry Kissinger, I have to wonder if what we're not seeing right now with the protest in Spain, which has largely been buried by the American press because they don't want this infection, this freedom virus, the virus of freedom infecting around the world. So they're blacking out the protest in Spain largely. Most Americans don't know about it. We're seeing what is happening in other parts of the world where people are sick and tired. Dublin, Ireland, they're tired of the immigrants that are coming there and disrupting. There are other places, you can name some of the other places, some of the other countries that are protesting all of this in great numbers now. They're tired of it. It makes me wonder if what is this growth of nationalism, the Argentina, we just saw them elect a anti-communist down in Argentina, right, Alex?
Yep, Javier Milei, yep, not just an anti-communist, a hardcore libertarian who wants to supposedly slash the size of the government, get rid of the central bank, abolish most of the government ministries, and more. It's very interesting.
So you got Spain, you got Argentina, you got all these things going on. It makes me wonder, with this growth of anti-globalism, if the Hegelian dialectic couldn't kick in here and they say, you know what, we don't really need world government. What we need is regional governments. That way, North America, you can keep your tradition. You know, you can keep your tradition of the Judeo-Christian worldview. You know, you got Catholicism in Mexico, very dominant. You got Christianity, Protestant Christianity and Catholicism in America, dominant. Canada, you got much of the same going on. So why don't you guys keep your history, your heritage, your culture as North America, North American Union. Then we can go down to the South American Union, the Middle Eastern Union, the European Union, and everybody can have their culture. And there's no reason people should be giving up their culture and their way of life. We'll have a compromise. We'll bypass globalism for regional governments. And people will say, that's a great compromise. Let's do that. Of course, it is globalism, but it fits with the Hegelian dialectic of, we're going to give you globalism, world government. Everybody says, no, we'll give you regionalism as a compromise. You can keep your own flavor of your part of the world. Yes. You know, so I wonder if we don't see a Hegelian dialectic, because no one would accept regional governments unless they were being offered the globalism of a single world government. They would never accept regionalism without being offered up something much, much worse. They offer the worst, knowing all along they want the regional government, which what seems like what the Bible's telling us in Revelation 17 and 18, the world being divided into 10 regions. You got the North American, you got the European Union Commission doing that. You got the Club of Rome doing that. You got the UN doing that. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting that you're bringing that up, because that's exactly what they tell us that they are doing. I mean, they don't get into the terminology of the Hegelian dialectic, but the most recent place I saw a dead giveaway, really a smoking gun on this very issue by a senior architect of the globalist machine, was actually in Klaus Schwab's book on the Great Reset. It's really, really interesting, because he just comes out and says it. I'm going to actually quote it directly here. This is, again, from the book COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab and Thierry Malheret. That was his co-author, ghostwriter.
You are so good at those names. I'm jealous.
Well, I just had the good fortune of learning a bunch of languages. But so here's what Klaus Schwab says. And remember, guys, Klaus Schwab was recruited by Henry Kissinger. Right? That's what I always tell people. Klaus Schwab is not the mastermind here. He was recruited by Henry Kissinger, who was recruited by the Rockefeller clan, who were recruited by Satan. And so you kind of see the chain of command there. But
and folks, he's not joking. What he just said, he's only half kidding. I don't think you're kidding at all. And I agree with you.
I'm not. No, I'm dead serious, actually. And that's what the Bible teaches. You know, if you go read your Bible, you realize that, unfortunately, churches are not talking about this, but this is the reality that the Bible presents for us. But here's what Klaus Schwab says in his book. The most likely outcome along the globalization, no globalization continuum lies in an in-between solution, regionalization. Notice he calls it a solution. What's the problem in need of a solution? Well, the problem is national sovereignty, self-government, the existence of a nation state, the ability of people within a nation state to say, no, we don't really want to participate in this. We're going to be withdrawing from all your things. So the solution to that, he says, is regionalization. And he goes on to expand on this. He says, the success, and I'm quoting directly here from his book, folks. This is not Alex speculating. This is me reading his book. The success of the European Union as a free trade area, or the new regional comprehensive partnership in Asia, a proposed free trade agreement among the 10 countries that compose ASEAN, that's the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, are important illustrative cases of how regionalization may well become a new watered down version of globalization. And then he goes on to say, fellow Americans, even the three states that compose North America now trade more with each other than with China or Europe. So the problem in need of a solution is national sovereignty. That solution, since people are pretty upset about globalism at the moment, is going to be to market this whole regionalization thing. Where just like you said, Brandon, oh, you don't want to merge with Islam and communism. Is that, well, you can kind of keep your North American cultural tradition. And you'll see this more and more. Companies are now talking about North American markets, the North American economy. This is happening very rapidly in every part of the world. And one of the obvious ways you can tell that this is orchestrated, other than these people all admitting it, is, you know, what do you think the odds are that 8 billion people just all woke up one day and said, you know what, we don't need our nation anymore. Why do we cling to this thing called the nation state? Why don't we just all pool our sovereignty with a regional government? Of course, this is being imposed from the top, right? And, you know, people say, oh, well, they're conflicting regional governments, right? Vladimir Putin's Eurasian Union, that's hostile to the European Union. That's hostile to the North American Union we're building. No, you're not paying attention here. Henry Kissinger and Vladimir Putin were like two peas in a pod. Go read Putin's autobiography. He describes Kissinger as his good friend. When Kissinger would show up to Moscow, he'd go have dinner with Vladimir Putin at his house. They would shower him with military and foreign policy honors. It's all being orchestrated, folks, by forces from the pit of hell. Kissinger and Klaus Schwab and all the others, these are architects of it, yes, but more importantly, they're frontmen for this agenda and regional governments the way they're pursuing now. Mm.
And I did not know any of that. So people may wonder, well, how did I come to that speculation and then have it obviously confirmed by you with real facts? Because you and I both know they brag they use the Hegelian dialectic. So whether you're talking about their creation of world government and using the threat of world government to push the alternative through the Hegelian dialectic regional government, that makes sense. Because they do this in the area of religion. They do it in the area of economics. They do it in all kinds of ways to get us to go where we otherwise would never go. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Just look at any problem, folks, and say, how is this problem or chaos being used to get people to agree to go somewhere they would never go? And usually you will find a thesis and an antithesis. Nationalism versus globalism. Oh, alternative? Regionalism. Socialism versus capitalism. Oh, the synthesis or mixture or compromise through dialogue? Communitarianism. Big government, big business mixed together. We'll be back more with Alex Newman, and we'll give you his website as well, so you might want to get a pen and paper. Don't go away. We are pleased to announce that all of my TV shows are now streaming live on a device that is the conservative alternative to Roku. You see, Roku, I can't promise you they won't cancel me tomorrow or censor us. But the owners of QUX invited us to live stream our programming on their network. You've seen me interview one of the owners, Millie Weaver, Millennial Millie. Well, they are very interested in what we do. They're very supportive of what we do. And they invited us to stream on this conservative alternative to Roku. You can order the little box, hook it to your flat screen television with an HDMI cable, sync it with your wireless router, just like you do with Roku, and you're live streaming all of the programs of WVW-TV. Now, again, here's the other thing. They will not track your data and sell it. That's right. They are not going to track your data and sell it. That's another reason to get yourself one of these QUX boxes. Lindell TV is on there, my network, WVW-TV is on there. A lot of other conservative groups are coming on board streaming. All you got to do is buy the box, and then you can stream all of my shows free of charge on your flat screen television. You can order a little box now at QUXnow.com, QUXnow.com. Please be sure to use the promo code at checkout, WVW, and they'll take $25 off your cost of your box. So to order your little box that you then can stream my programs live on your flat screen TV, you just go to QUXnow.com. QUXnow.com, and then at checkout, use the code WVW, and they'll take $25 off your order. Thanks to QUX for carrying all of my programs live streamed. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. If you go to worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com, I don't know why you don't mark it as a favorite, folks, because it is your daily aggregated news site. It's really, in many regards, my show prep. If you wonder every day what is House reading so he keeps up with what's happening on a global scale, well, you'll know what I'm reading if you go to worldviewreport.com, because that is an aggregated news site that I started now several years ago as an alternative to the Drudge Report that went right into the ditch. But I also started it. Can I let you in a little secret? I also started it because I needed a place to go to be able to pull up the articles that I wanted to show to you guys and read to you guys, show you for TV and read to you for radio. And I was emailing myself articles, and then I get so many emails, my own emails are getting lost in my own emails. And I thought, I need a page where I can post this every day and then go to it and say, oh, these are the articles I want to talk about. So I started worldviewreport.com. I am the only one that puts up articles at worldviewreport.com. Those are all articles I put up there. Now, Jill keeps it looking clean and neat and organized when I get things out of line and out of whack. She'll go in there and clean it up and make sure things are organized and the margins are set right. But all of those articles are articles that I have put up there because that's what I have been reading that day, and I think, ah, I got to bring this up and talk to my audience about this. Now, some of it, because the news cycle is moving so fast, I now can't talk about all of it because there's not enough broadcast hours in the day. But these are important articles that you need to find out about. Worldviewreport.com. Here is one of them. We don't have time to get into it, but I want to point you to it to show you the education that we do together and how it pays off. Here is an article at worldviewreport.com that I saw today and put up. Hostages held in homes of Hamas sympathizers, UNRWA employees. That's the acronym, UNRWA. Remember us doing a whole 2 days on them, what, 2 weeks ago? Where this is a UN-sponsored group of pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas in the Gaza, producing supplements to go on, along with the curriculum that is teaching jihad, martyrdom, anti-Semitism, hatred of the Jews, and many of the teachers were on social media on October 7th rejoicing on the slaughter of Jews. Well, shocker, 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 we find out today that hostages were held in the homes, some of them, in the attics of the Hamas sympathizers who work with this UN organization in the Gaza that we were telling you about in great detail 2 weeks ago. What's the point I'm making? You see how our education, our class time, if you will, each and every day builds and builds upon a foundation to understand who, what, where, why. Joining me now is Alex Newman. Alex, what's your website?
My website is libertysentinel.org, Sentinel with an S, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. People can get my free newsletter there. And then I serve as senior editor at The New American Magazine, and that's at thenewamerican.com, where you can sign up for the print magazine as well. And of course, I do my show on Lindell TV.
What's the theme of this month's magazine? It's election fraud, isn't it?
Yes. The latest one is about the election fraud. And actually, I'm getting ready to go to the Middle East. I'll be flying out in less than a week to go to the climate conference. So I'll be doing a lot of reporting for The New American from there on what's going on at this COP28 in Dubai, God willing.
Sorry to hear that Pope Francis will not be able to make it due to failing health.
I heard that, yeah, and I don't know what that means. But, you know, the Emirates is a very important center of this one world climate religion stuff that they're working on. They've got what they call the Abraham Family House there in Abu Dhabi. I plan to drive up there and take a look, where they put a big giant synagogue, a big giant mosque, and a big giant Catholic church with no crosses all on the same compound. And, you know, the religious angle here, and you and I have talked about this on your program before, is a really, really significant component of the climate scam that you're not hearing about pretty much anywhere. So.
Yeah, give your website one more time.
LibertySentinel.org. Sentinel is S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. And then thenewamerican.com is where most of my climate reporting will be over the next few weeks.
And we would love to get some live reports from you on the ground, even if we have to pre-tape due to the time difference.
Happy to do it. Yep. I think they're like 10 hours ahead, so we'll find a way to make it work. Happy to let you know what's going on. And folks, you're not hearing about this from the fake media in America. And the reason why is not because it's not important. Do not misunderstand. The reason you're not hearing about this is because they know Americans don't believe the climate hoax. Their own polls are showing a minority of Americans still believes that human activity is causing global warming. They know that if Americans even knew what was going on, even with the fake media spin about how urgent it is and everything, there'd be a deluge of calls to Congress. Like, like, hey, quit sending our money to these wackadoodles. So there's a total blackout in the American media with a handful of exceptions, but it's not because it's not important. In fact, this is one of the most important things happening in the world right now. The climate agenda underpins central bank digital currencies. It underpins globalism. It underpins the effort to shut down the economies of the Western world and ship our productive capacity to China. All of these things are being justified by the fake, fraudulent hypothesis that human emissions of CO2 are going to kill the planet, and that paying taxes to the UN is going to keep the temperature just perfect. So pay attention to what's going on, folks. You also have the One World Religion coming up. I was at the last UN Climate Summit in Egypt, and we talked about this on your show, Brandon. They came out with the new Ten Commandments.
Yes.
They did this weird climate repentance ceremony at the top of what they say is Mount Sinai, where they beg the climate gods for forgiveness. And you have evangelicals participating in this abomination.
Yes.
You have Protestants and Catholics and Orthodox and Muslims and Jews and Hindus and spirit worshipers, demon worshipers, all of them coming together and saying that we all agree we need to move in this direction.
Wow. Let me get to this real quick before we run out of time. We've got 60 seconds or so. A report put out by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, SPARS, pandemic, they said it was going to occur 2025 to 2028. Now, some say that this report put out in 2017 was predicting COVID. I'm not so sure, because it says it was going to particularly impact children. And that's what we see coming out of China now and the UK. And now we're getting reports it's in Ohio. I don't know how much of this is propaganda to get us to give up more liberties and freedoms. But what are your thoughts?
I've read the report. And one of the really interesting things, they forced
Do you think they were talking about COVID or what we're seeing now?
I think both are a possibility. I think they're doing these war games not for one-time use. You know, these are things that they plan to do on a recurring basis. And one of the really interesting things about that SPARS report is they force everybody to take these injections. Turns out the injections cause all kinds of health problems. And then they try to figure out, you know, how do we placate the people? They end up deciding they're just going to take a bunch of our tax money and give it to the worst affected victims. So, folks, watch out. They plan these things out long in advance.
Yeah, they do. Oh, wow. Well, by the way, we also carry his show at worldviewtube.com each and every day. Dr. Rob Lindstedt, Dr. Andy Woods, a lot of Bible teaching programs over there as well. Worldviewtube.com to watch any of these programs that we post. Alex, thank you for being with us. We look forward to getting these reports from you as you travel abroad.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. All right, folks. Jim Schneider with Crosstalk's coming up on over 100 outlets. America's original Christian talk program since the 1970s. Host Jim Schneider right up straight at 2 o'clock Central. If you say, how do I watch that? Listen to that? Well, go to vcyamerica.org. Get their Roku channel, get their app, or stream it on their website, vcyamerica.org. Thanks for watching and listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
There is so much going on in the world of finances, not to mention every other area of influence in our world today. But there's so much going on in the area of finances, with central bank digital currencies, inflation moving to hyperinflation, a global currency that's coming, the mark of the beast technology that's ever expanding, bank failures, liquidity crisis with our banks, and so much more. It's so important to understand the times and to wisely make decisions for your family that we've decided to start and launch a new financial news channel. We've been working on this for several months with our friends at Swiss America, and it's taken me about 8 months to put it all together, and we finally have launched it. It's called SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. You will find all kinds of free radio shows, TV shows, and articles there for free to help you try to understand the financial landscape and know how your family should respond. Again, that new financial 24/7 network with programming on demand is SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. Please tell your family and friends about it. Put it out there. Let folks know about Swiss America TV. The programs are on demand. They're free of charge. They're cutting edge. And there's also articles. I'm endeavoring to put out two or three articles a week, and you'll find just on finances. And you'll find them over there at SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com.